الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and his servant. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace and blessing be upon your servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and all his companions. In continuation of the series of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Majid, the glorious one, the majestic one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Majid, he is honored by himself. His acts are beautiful and his generosity is unlimited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Majid, in his attributes and his acts and his kingdom, he has full control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Majid, he has the highest glorification and the complete and perfect honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Majid, the greatest. His rank is the highest. And his generosity is numerous and unlimited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Majid, his giving will never stop. Either you worship him or you don't worship him. He gives provisions to the people who disbelieve in him. But his control is complete too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Majid, he's doing good and his giving is no end to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Majid, this name was mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem twice. The first ayah in Hud, Surah Hud, verse 73. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rahmatullah wa barakatuhu alaykum ahl al-bayt innahu hamidun majid. Was when addressing the family of Prophet Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was saying, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his blessings on you, the family of Ibrahim. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the thankful and the glorified one. And also in another surah, Surah Al-Buruj, verse 14th and 15th, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ ذُو الْعَرْشِ الْمَجِيدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that He is the one who forgive and the one who loves. The loving one and the forgiving one. Dhul Arsh al-Majid, he's the owner of the glorified throne. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the throne, his throne is glorified. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Al-Quran al-Kareem is glorified too. So everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made is glorified. And the description of Al-Quran al-Kareem being glorified was mentioned and also in two ayahs. In Surah Qaf, verse 1, Qaf, والقرآن المجيد. And also in another Surah Al-Buruj, verse 21st and 22nd, بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ فِي لَوْحٍ مَحْفُوظٌ. It is indeed, the Qur'an is glorified, and it is in, it is kept recorded in a recording away from any changes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorified himself, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorified himself in a way that no one can glorify him like he glorified himself. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ لَا أُحْصِي ثَنَاءٌ عَلَيْكَ أَنْتَ كَمَا أَثْنَيْتَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was supplication and supplicating and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he's to forgiveness and keep any wrong doing away from him. And he mentioned that he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanked himself and glorified himself than anybody else. أَنْتَ كَمَا أَثْنَيْتَ عَلَى نَفْسَكَ. No one can count, no one can give glorification to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorified himself. So now, if you want to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recite Quran. Because you cannot glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our own expressions. But when you just recite the Quran, that's the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now, when you recite al-Fatiha, know that you are in direct communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite it slowly, because as I mentioned, you are in just a complete communication just between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a divine hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي نِصْفَيْنِ وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ فَإِذَا قَالَ الْعَبْدُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ قَالَ اللَّهُ حَمَدَنِي عَبْدِي وَإِذَا قَالَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ قَالَ اللَّهُ أَثْنَى عَلَيَّ عَبْدِي وَإِذَا قَالَ مَالِكُ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ قَالَ مَجَّدَنِي عَبْدِي. This was narrated by Bukhari and Muslim, and the meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the divine hadith that he divided the prayer that you pray in five times between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when, just half and half, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and for my slave, he will give in what he asked. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, you're going to give you what you ask, it, even if you don't feel it, if you don't know it, but if you're going to realize it in the day of judgment, you're going to realize how much rewards you had from what you just simple supplication, simple remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or your regular prayer with sincerity, that you're going to see how much is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you and will remind you with what you have done. You consider it simple, but it is great in the sight of Allah. That's when you do the good deeds. And also in the other side, if you do something bad, you could be damaging your records with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent that even with your tongue, what you could say that you could, God forbid, could put you in the hellfire. And what you could say, we could put you in the paradise. That with the meaning of the hadith that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that with the results of from your tongues, you can go to the deepest part of the hellfire with just one word you can say. So always monitor what you say, because everything is recorded in you. So now when in the salah, when you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say that my slave thanked me. And when you say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say my slave honored me. And when you say Malik Yawm al-Din, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say Majadani Abdi, my slave glorified me. So this is how you could just when you recite al-Fatiha, recite it slowly and consider that you are in communication word by word with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how it is. This is a divine hadith and narrated by Bukhari or Muslim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the universe before and also the blessings and the knowledge before creating the son of Adam. This means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had all what's in the earth ready for you to enjoy. And look at what's in the universe and what's in the earth is all dedicated for you. You are in full control. The human can control everything in this on the earth, and everything is dedicated. You can dedicate it for you with no deficiency. With no deficiency. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Azim, the greatest, when he would give even the paradise and for you with your good words, with your good deeds, and that paradise is described exactly in that the paradise is described that عُدَّتْ لِعِبَادِ الصَّالِحِينَ in the divine hadith, that the paradise is dedicated for the good slaves. And also مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ, that no eyes have seen like it, and وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمَعَتْ, and no ears had even heard about it, and وَلَا خَطْرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرْ, no heart could imagine what's in the paradise. This means that something that you never thought about it, and you never seen, and you never heard of. So this is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Majid in his giving. And his giving is unlimited, and even to the people who worship him, and even the people who don't worship him. So his giving is not going to be interrupted because that you don't worship him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed your provision in this life, and your act will decide, will be determined your ending. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous, and in this life is nothing comparing to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. In another divine hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا عِبَادِي لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنْسُكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ وقفوا على في صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل واحد منكم مسألته ما نقص ذلك من ملكي شيئا إلا كما ينقص المحيط إذا أدخل في البحر. Now, if all the humans from the beginning to the end and all the jinn also stood in one place and asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all what they want, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them all what they want, nothing will be less decreased from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kingdom as much or only as much as you drip the needle in the ocean. It means that this whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to his slaves is nothing to what he has. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, unlimited. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life control the giving and all the blessings and the provision with reasons to control this life. But when it comes to the afterlife in the Jannah, will be no reasons. This means that when you in the paradise, when you just wish, something is going to be there in front of you. No reasons. You are not going to go to work to make. Now you have to work to find what you need. But now in the afterlife, in the paradise, it's not like that. It's going to be no more work, only you wish things and it's right there for you. So, because there's no reason. This reason only for this life, to reach the level that if you work hard for your afterlife, and this life here, it just is nothing comparing to what's in the afterlife. Like this, your life on the earth is like also dripping one needle in the ocean, comparing to the afterlife. And afterlife is unlimited. When you say unlimited, this means there is no end to it. The death going to be slaughtered. This means no more death, no more illness, no more deficiencies. Everything is perfect in the Allah's side. And even look at even with this manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Majid in this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you could see the manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Majid in everything, in the flowers. Look at the flowers. And even the wheat seeds. Look at the wheat seed can give 700 and more. Look at this. Look at the sun. Look at the moon. The sun and the moon, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them until the end, they are in perfect function. The sun will never need or never had or never need any repair. Did you ever heard that the sun needed repair? Did you ever heard that the moon needed repair to function? No. Everything is function in a perfection. That's the act, that's the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's no deficiencies, no negativeness in it. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Ghafoor Al-Wadood, Dhul Arsh Al-Majid, Fa'alun Lima Yurid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would do just for things to be, and it will be. There is no work from side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything to be done. Only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say to be, and it's going to be. And the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Quran al-Kareem, kept perfect, no changes ever happened to it, and no change will ever happen to the Quran al-Kareem. That's guaranteed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the Quran al-Kareem to be kept away from any changes. بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ فِي لَوْحٌ مَحْفُوظٌ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorified al-Quran, Kareem, and is kept in a perfect recording. There's nobody can reach to change anything in it. Al-Quran al-Majid is meaning giving from it. If you recite it, if you learn how to recite it, when you understand it, and when you apply it, everything is perfect from the Quran. And you can tell, the Quran al-Kareem is the words of Allah. So the words of Allah, position is exactly like the position of Allah in His creation. So this means that you cannot, son of Adam, no jinn can come with even one verse like the Quran. Even if the whole son of Adam, if the whole jinn come together, agree together, just to put one verse together as in the Quran, they will never do it. That's different. Even, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dedicated even non-Muslims to serve the Quran. Look at what you have in your pocket now. Look at these smartphones. What the smartphone will have in the Quran, you could have the Quran al-Kareem, all the Quran al-Kareem, and with a touch. Who invented that? No Muslim invented. Non-Muslim invented this smartphones, and even we can upload the Quran and the interpretations, and everything under your control in that small pieces of equipment here. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even made non-Muslims to serve the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed that the Islam going to enter every home on earth. And here it is. Everybody has a cell phone. Everybody has a computer. He has the knowledge of the Quran. He has the knowledge of Islam. No more. There's no excuse. Just go and search Islam. You're going to find all what you wanted to know. So there's no more excuse about that you don't know about Islam. But all under, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even made non-Muslims to help to maintain the Quran even more than the Muslims themselves. Okay, now, the benefits of the Quran al-Kareem is unlimited. If you just go and search for the benefits of the Quran al-Kareem, you will find you have in your hands, it's a tool that will keep you happy, content, satisfied forever. No need for anything else. Just to go to the Quran and recite it and you feel it. Even if you recite the Quran in your children, if your children sick or not feeling good, just to hug your child and recite al-Fatiha on your child, you're going to see the effects of what's in the Quran. Even when you drink water and just say Allah or Bismillah, you, even non-Muslims, Japanese scientists who was specializing in the water science, discovered these things and even became Muslims because of their discoveries. They had the Quran recited in water, and they had songs or non-Quran being spoken in another water. And he went to check the complexity of the water that under the what's the Quran or what's the, even the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they found the complex of the Quran is in perfect shape. Go on Google and you will see that. Perfect shape. And when you go and you find the results of what's stated on the water from no Quran, just words or songs, is scrambled. Even when you drink water, when you say Bismillah, that Bismillah in the water you drink or when you eat, when you say Bismillah when you eat, when you say Bismillah when you drink, then everything will come to your body in perfect shape. And the from the benefits of the Quran al-Kareem, it's just stated by scholars that no limits for the blessings. When you recite the Quran al-Kareem, even your mind will stay in perfect shape. They say whoever memorizes the Quran, he will not get any of this such a disease called Alzheimer's. Your mind will stay, even after 100 years, you will stay in perfect control of your mind and your shape. So the minds of the people who recite Quran, who read Quran, who memorize Quran, they are the best on earth. When you recite Quran, the angels will listen to you and will pray for you. The angel, they cannot read Quran, but they like to listen to Quran from you, from humans. So this is, you have a more advantage than even the angels themselves. The angels, they cannot read Quran, they cannot recite Quran, but they like to hear it. This is the reason when any gatherings, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels, they call each other, and they come to what you like to hear. And they sit around, they surround the gatherings, and they listen to the Quran, and they listen to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they pray for the people who are in these gatherings. You know, Ibn Abbas, one time he was sitting in the masjid, and somebody who was like crazy person came to the masjid, and the people start to push him out and send him away. Ibn Abbas asked him to bring him to him. And they asked about the situation. He said he lost his mind. And the Ibn Abbas had this person and recited Surah Yasin on that person. And by the end of the recitation of the Surah Yasin, the mind of that person came back to him. And he left the masjid with perfect mind and many, many stories like that. So if you trace the benefits of the Quran al-Kareem on anything, you will find it unlimited. Even they say that the Surah Yasin has units of frequency, vibrations, that could maximize the perfection of the mind of the humans. Certain experiments stated that there was even scholars say whenever they have a problem of memorizing Quran or memorizing things, they put that what you can't memorize on the side, and they go to recite Surah Yasin, and they will come back, and it's done. So try it, and you're going to see. The Quran al-Kareem mahfuz, that's going to be kept forever until the end of the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed it. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran, and he's going to keep it kept, untouched, unchanged. That's guaranteed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Majid, His giving is unlimited. His ihsan also is unlimited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His honor and His forgiving is unlimited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Majid, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love to imitate some of His attributes. And Al-Majid is one of the qualities and attributes that you maximize your attempt to be like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to go to that direction, to be Majid in your acts, to when you treat people and treat them with generosity. That's some of the qualities of Al-Majid. Al-Majid, when you give, when you forgive, when you treat, when you help others, that's from the ways that you could reach that position of being Majid among the humans. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise your rank in the Day of Judgment when you go that direction. And when you be in that position, you need to be humble, you need to treat people with respect, and not to be arrogant, and that will maximize your position with such qualities with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ya Hamid ya Majid ya Bar ya Rahim nas'aluka an tu'ayyidna bi rawhin min 'indik كما أيدت أنبياءك ورسلك والصديقين من خلقك إنك على كل شيء قدير يا الله. اللهم انصر عبادك الموحدين في كل مكان. اللهم اغفر ذنوبنا وتولى أمرنا ونجنا من عذابك يوم تبعث عبادك يا مجيد يا فعال لما تريد يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.